It's been said that you believe that the black woman is God. So do you really believe that the black woman is God?
From my understanding that I just laid, which I'll give again quickly, yes. Once again, God is the highest extent of the mind.
And you don't smoke pot, right?
No, I don't.
So I have with me young Pharaoh. Young Pharaoh. And he is a YouTuber, musician, and self-proclaimed teacher on spirituality. So I want to talk to young Pharaoh about the great white hope, God, white racism, black crime, and black queens. Young Pharaoh, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Peace, family. Thank you for having me on. How I'm doing? How's the audio?
How's that doing? Yeah, it's all good, man. Thank you.
All right. How you doing?
All is well. What does it mean, young Pharaoh?
Well, I first landed upon my name around the age of 14, 15, doing some soul searching and digging deep inside myself. So, you know, to try to condense this little story, I always been fascinated with Egyptian culture. I remember, you know, even in middle school when we would read the history books, you know, I will always take my my history book and go to the Egyptian section. And I was always spiritually drawn to this specific African civilization, even though there's been many. This specific one has always spoke to me spiritually. So when I was 15 years old, you know, it was at that time where psychologically I chose to identify with myself as being or trying to come into what you would call Pharaohhood. And I was young at the time, so I identified myself as young Pharaoh. So that label's been with me since then.
How old are you now?
I'm 25 years old.
Amazing. And so is it true you believe that white people are defective, mutated germs?
Okay. I have to correct that. And the reason
Did you say that?
I want to give my understanding completely.
Okay, but first of all, because people say that, people say things, a lot of times you haven't said it. Did you say that?
I probably have said that.
Did you say it?
Most definitely. Let me give my understanding. When I first came into, let's say, consciousness, I came in, or not even consciousness, I've been conscious for some years now. When I first came into an organization of consciousness, I came through what you would call the 5% nation. So the 5% nation uses what you call the 120 lessons, which they adopted from the Nation of Islam, which teaches that the white man is the devil, you know, weak and wicked germ, the story of Yaqub and all of that. So due to me doing my own personal research, me being a 25-year-old adult now, not an 19-year-old, 20-year-old, you know, youthful adult, do I believe that Yaqub or that story or, you know, white people being created from defective germs of black people and weak and wicked to be true at this current time? No. Do I believe that only black people are true human beings and all non-black people on the planet Earth are Neanderthals? Yes. And so speaking from a scientific point of view and a non-hateful point of view, I know, according to science, that if you are not black, you are not a human being. You are only 93% human being, 7% Neanderthal. And so I wanted to correct that because the question that you asked me, if I initially just answered it, it sounded hateful. So at one point in my life, I may have been running and gunning in underneath that 5%er mentality.
So
that rhetoric, yes.
So you, if I'm hearing you correctly, you think that non-black people are not humans.
I don't think that. That was published in a 2011 edition of Microbiology and Evolution. It was also confirmed by multiple college professors that if you are not of descent of that mitochondrial Eve gene, or you are not a descent of the African female gene pool, you are only 93% human being, 7% Neanderthal.
Are you a Muslim?
No, I'm not a Muslim.
Are you a Christian?
No, I'm not.
What are you? Do you believe in God?
Not in a religious sense. I do believe that there is a higher octave of consciousness which organizes physical reality for us to experience. Yes, I do.
And so, I don't know all what you said. Do you believe in God, yes or no?
Not in the sense that, let me give you my understanding.
I'm black and slow. Give me some understanding. No, do you believe in God?
Yeah, no, you intelligent. I just want to distinguish it from the religious point of view.
Right, so give me yes or no and then distinguish.
I want to say yes. My understanding of God is that God is the mind. So I don't believe that God is a man. I don't believe that God is a Jesus. And I also, you know, teach that the black woman is God due to black women being the first physical humanoid expressions of the creator on the planet. But Amazing. Just one level above that teaching that I stand on, when somebody asks me what is God, my reply to them is God is the highest extent of the mind, which uses elements and matter to express itself. So what I mean by that is this. You have one internet. You got billions of Instagram accounts. And each of these Instagram accounts are expressed through the individuality and psychological states and markers of the controllers of those profiles. So you got one internet, you got infinite amount of computers. Your brain is your biological computer. Our mind is that one internet, it's that one consciousness. So me and, let's say, a bird or a plant, we all share that same frequency, that same mind, that same consciousness, but we interpret it different due to our brain structure and our genetic format. So when I say I believe in God, I believe that there's octaves of thought, and the highest level of thought, or in this case, our subconscious mind, is the creator. But we don't access that. Yeah, we don't access that on the same level because we have different genetic makeups.
Who did those studies you told me about, or who did the studies?
Which studies?
About white people being, that blacks, anyone, non-blacks, are not humans.
The fastest way you can pull it up right now, go to Google and just search, I believe it was June or July 2011 edition of Microbiology and Evolution. Just type in, all non-Africans are Neanderthal, Microbiology and Evolution, either June 2011 or July 2011.
Do you love white people?
I don't hate anybody on the planet Earth, and I don't have a specific target on anybody. I'm just a truth speaker. So if I talk about, people selling drugs, I'm going to talk about black people. If I talk about systematic racism, I'm going to talk about white people. So I don't pick and choose who I want to tell the truth about. I just don't think that, white people or black people or Spanish people should try to inflate, the agenda. To try to inflate me having an agenda if the ball is specifically being passed in their court. So I don't hate anybody. I just tell the truth. If I see a dirty politician and he happens to be white, I'm going to speak to that. If I see an ignorant black person and he happens to be black, I'm going to speak to that. But I don't pick
and choose. So let me ask you this. Do you love white people?
I love everything. The reason I'm hesitant on answering that question because I don't know the angle you're asking me that question at.
So let me ask one more time. Do you love white people?
I love all things.
How about white people? Do you love white people?
I love all things.
But you say you're real smart up there in the head. Do you love white people?
I love all things.
The reason I'm
answering that question is because the way I am, because I don't know what's your angle and asking me that question that way.
Why does that have to be an angle to ask if you love white people?
Because before I come on here, that I am predominantly psychologically in favor of uplifting the black community. So when you ask me a question like, do I love white people? That would be the equivalent of asking Malcolm X, does he love white people? So the same way Malcolm X stated, he doesn't hate anybody. And he's willing to interact with and work with anybody that's for the upliftment of and evolution of humanity. That's the same way I feel. So due to my stance and my allegiance with black culture, I can't just answer a question like that blindly, not knowing your angle. So
amazing. Do you love black people?
I love all things.
How about black people?
I love all things. I'm going to answer that question the same way I answered that question. Ask me, do I love all people?
Let me ask, what is a Neanderthal? What is that?
I love all people.
What is a Neanderthal?
Okay, a Neanderthal, right? When we speak it in context of, I have to say human beings, even though Everybody is not considered a human being, considering the science, okay? A Neanderthal humanoid specimen would be a humanoid entity which has branches of its DNA linked to canine and primate genes, a.k.a. dog and monkey genes. So let me give science here.
Make a long story short, because this is, we don't have all day.
A Neanderthal is a human which has monkey DNA.
And that's amazing to me. Is it true that you describe God? Oh, let me ask, do you smoke pot?
No, I don't. I'm on parole.
You on parole?
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
I was allegedly charged with being in criminal possession of a firearm.
But you don't smoke pot?
No, I'm on parole.
Because you're on parole, you cannot smoke right now.
Well, I'm on parole. I fly a very straight wing. I did 3.5 years in a prison, 5 years on post. I've done 4 years straight, no problems.
And so once you're off parole, will you go back to smoking pot?
Well, once I'm off parole, what do you mean go back? Who said I was smoking pot?
And did you smoke before you were?
I used to be a heavy drinker.
Oh, okay.
I was living a street life.
So have you described God as still being his lower self? Do you describe God as still being his lower self?
In a religious sense, I do believe that the God is in what you would call his lower self due to him, killing, a minimum of 2.8 million people on this planet, a maximum of 28 million. He also stated that he was a jealous God. Jealousy is a lower thought form and a lower form of emotion. He chose to impregnate a 12-year-old because Virgin Mary was 12 years old in order to sacrifice his only begotten son for sin that he created. Meanwhile, never told his son why he was being why he was being sacrificed. This is why Jesus asked, why have you forsaken me? So I believe that God is a negligent parent, if he is real, and that he definitely exists in his lower self.
So you believe that God is in a fallen state like humans are?
Probably worse, but yes.
Amazing. Were you raised by your father and mother?
No, I was not.
Who were you raised by?
Family members.
Where were your father and mother?
Well, I was taken from my mother at birth. My father didn't even know he had a son until he was 13. So I was adopted, and then I went from one place to another place to another place to street life. And then, certain events took place. I went to prison. I got out of prison. Continue to evolve myself psychologically, managed to build a beautiful platform, based upon my mind and my spiritual state, and now I'm here talking to you.
And how did your father find out at 13? When you were 13, how did he discover you?
Well, to my knowledge, somebody told him he had a son. Yeah, so we went and got that DNA test. It was confirmed, and then I met him a couple times. And then that was it.
So you're still not close to him?
No, my father passed.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
And do you love your father?
I want to say yes.
But the real answer is what?
The real answer is I don't know, because I never got to really bond with him the way you should. So I want to say a part of me felt like I missed out on having parents.
Yeah.
But then a part of me feels like I understand their plight in a way as well as mine. So there is a pocket of love that I have for both my parents. But do I have a normal love that a person should have for their parents? No, I don't, because I didn't have no parents.
Amazing. And so another question I have for you. Do you really, it's been said that you believe that the black woman is God. So do you really believe that the black woman is God?
From my understanding that I just laid, which I'll give again quickly, yes. Once again, God is the highest extent of the mind.
And you don't smoke pot, right?
No, I don't. But
have you ever been near pot?
From my understanding, of course I've been near pot. What you mean? I got charges on my criminal record for pot. I've been near pot. Who hasn't been near pot? This is America. If you walk on the ground and you walk on the soil.
Why do you have charges on your criminal record for pot if you didn't smoke pot?
Because when I was younger, I lived a very difficult life.
So when you were younger, did you smoke pot?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
You were selling pot?
I'm not gonna answer no shit like that on the air. You come on, I'm gonna go fire with you, Jesse, but I ain't gonna jump off that cliff. All right. But
and so you believe that the black woman is God?
Yes, I believe that the mind, the creator, consciousness, whatever you want to call it, in regards to planet Earth, when it first created humanoid life, it is undisputable that black women were the first humanoids on the planet Earth. So when that consciousness decided to experience physical reality from what we perceive to be a human experience, it chose to experience reality from the organism or organism-based perspective of what we call a black woman. So if Earth was a courtroom and God was the judge, the black woman would be the attorney or the representative of God. She was the first physical form that the creator chose to take in regards to having a humanoid experience.
And so the black woman is in a fallen state. She's operating from her lower self.
I wouldn't put the weight of the shoulders on her. I would say planet Earth, period, right now is in a fallen state.
How about the black woman?
Well, she's included in that, so yeah.
She's in a fallen state.
We all are in a fallen state of consciousness.
But that's the only thing I agree with you about. Do you believe that you can overcome that?
Yes.
Okay. So the black woman has a chance of overcoming the fallen state?
She has a chance only in her individual capacity. Outside of what she could do for herself, she doesn't have a chance if we all don't come together as organisms on the planet Earth.
So if you believe that the black woman is God, if you believe that the black woman is God, who is the black man?
Well, we all are one. Let me give an example. A black man is an XY chromosome. A Y chromosome is an XX chromosome minus 2.8% of his own genetic matter.
I don't know about the chromosome, but I want to know, if you believe the black woman is God, who is the black man?
We're God, too. You got the same skin as your mother. We actually have female skin. So the reason that I'm giving you this understanding is because you asking me this question with the psychological premise of duality when there is no duality. There's only oneness. The sun is a different biological form of his mother. So
are you a man or a woman?
According to scientific terminology and our perception, I'm a man. I'm a woman without a womb. Woman is womb man. I'm just a man. I don't have a womb. So I'm an XX chromosome. It's like, let me give an example. It's like Pokemon. You got Pikachu, then Pikachu evolve into Raichu. So is Raichu not Pikachu? Hell yeah, they still the same person. It's just different forms.
So you are a woman?
I mean, if you want to ask me that question and I had to answer that scientifically, I would be a woman minus 2.8% of her own genetic mass, as would you.
Did the woman come from the man or the man? In the very beginning, did the woman come from the man or did the man come from the woman?
The man comes from the woman.
So did God create the man or he created, who was created from God, the man or the woman?
Well, I don't believe in religion. I don't believe God created anybody.
So I see. You don't believe God created the man and then he created the woman from the man body?
No, that allegory of Adam created Eve is all Freemasonic and is metaphysical. Adam is actually speaking towards atoms being, you know, the subparticles which create physical reality. And Eve's rib is actually talking about the mitochondrial Eve gene. And the reason it's referred to as a rib is because DNA looks like a rib cage when you twist it up. So Eve being created from Adam is actually Freemasonic undertone speaking towards the mitochondrial Eve gene being by atoms.
Are you going back to jail?
Listen. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. What kind of question? Just better talk to your team having you ask me questions like that. Talk to your team.
Very, very interesting. You believe there is a Satan? You believe in hell?
No, ain't no hell. Physically, no.
No hell and no heaven.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen a movie, horror movie or any movie, where they set the ghost on fire?
When they set the ghost on fire?
Yeah, have you ever seen somebody burn a ghost?
I don't remember seeing that, no.
Because you can't burn no soul. It's not physical.
Have you ever seen Maxine Waters?
No, I have not.
You heard of her?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to say no.
She's a wicked witch from the West with the low IQ, a black congressman's woman by the name of Maxine Waters.
Okay, I'll look into her, but what'd she do?
Believe me, when you see her, you're going to know there's a hell. Young Farrah, do you have a website, anything you'd like to give out in information?
Yes, I do. Okay. And before I do, I want to take my time to thank y'all. I appreciate y'all, you know, even offering y'all platform to me.
Yes.
You guys can follow me on Instagram at Pharaoh_Aten. That's Pharaoh underscore Aten. You can subscribe to all of my lectures. I have over 30 PowerPoint presentations, over 30 radio interviews, and much more content at youngpharaoh.net. That's youngpharaoh.net, N-E-T. And last but not least, I created a website which functions as not just a black Amazon, but also an advertising site for black business owners, to where if you have tangible products, you can go up there right now, post your products up there. And also, if you don't have tangible products, but you offer services such as you're a moving company, you repair credit, or you're a massage therapist, or whatever service you offer, you can go now to the blackwomanisgodstores.com.
So let me ask, did you learn... Did you learn just in all this stuff you just shared with us today? Did you learn that while you were in prison?
No. I actually surpassed the mental state I thought I gained in prison. But when I was in prison, my thought forms, I was learning things on my own, but I was really basically just honing and focusing on things that I already wanted to explore within my own mind. But really, I was guided more towards the 5% nation rhetoric. You know, I got nothing but love for the 5%ers, but I had to step away.
I got nothing but love for you, baby.
I had to step away from them upon leaving prison, because I found out information that I felt to be in contradictory to theirs, and, you know, it wasn't accepted. So I said, I got to be my own man on this one.
Are you married? You married?
No, sir.
No children?
No, I have children.
How many?
Two.
So you had them out of wedlock?
I mean, you could say that.
What would you say?
It depends on your mentality. If you subscribe to...
No, what do you say? Did you have them out of wedlock or not?
No. I just had children.
But you weren't married to the woman, right?
No, but I would have to ask you, how long has wedlock been a thing?
And did you have...
If somebody had children 10,000 years ago, would you say that they had them out of wedlock?
Since the first making of the man and the woman. But let me ask... Do you have two by the same woman?
No, I don't.
Oh, you have two by two different women?
Yes, sir.
Do you know Louis Farrakhan?
Yes, I just did an entire documentary on Louis Farrakhan.
You ever met him?
No, and I don't care to.
Oh, why not?
Because I feel that he helped orchestrate the assassination of Malcolm X in order to cover up Elijah Muhammad, who was a pedophile, due to Malcolm X stating that Elijah Muhammad has sex with 6 to 9 underage girls, impregnated one of them 3 times.
Amazing. Thank you, Young Pharaoh. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you for having me on. Y'all have a blessed show.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Peace.
Peace.